Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 119, verses 105 to 112. Your word is a lamp before my feet and a light for my journey. I have sworn, and I fully mean it, I will keep your righteous rules. I have been suffering so much. Lord, make me live again according to your promise. Please, Lord, accept my spontaneous gifts of praise. Teach me your rules. Though my life is constantly in danger, I won't forget your instruction. Though the wicked have set a trap for me, I won't stray from your precepts. Your laws are my possession forever because they are my heart's joy. I have decided to keep your statutes forever, every last one. Our devotion today is written by Fred Eady, a veteran youth worker, United Methodist pastor, and professor of the practice of Christian education at Duke Divinity School. His most recent book is Nurturing Faith, A Practical Theology for Educating Christians, co-written with Mark Lamport. For God's people, Israel, the Mosaic Law became the heartbeat of life. It was the ubiquitous communal curriculum to be written on doorposts, strapped to foreheads, recited upon going out and coming in, and was therefore critical to shaping Israel's identity as God's chosen people. It also provided a pathway to the good life. Obedience to the law begat God's blessing. No wonder the law has become, for the psalmist, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And God's decrees are the joy of my heart. Yet all is not entirely delightful in doxology land. The psalmist also complains of affliction and a risk of entrapment by the wicked. In this passage and throughout the entire psalm, an undertone of lament is juxtaposed with the strikingly beautiful language of praise and thanksgiving. Why the minor key dissonance in the midst of all this glory? Perhaps the psalmist is gingerly probing the law's promise that obedience leads to blessing. The poet wants to affirm this conviction, but can't help notice that being good sometimes places a target on one's back. As I write this, more than a dozen Christian missionaries in Haiti, seeking only to provide relief to Haitians from a hurricane, an earthquake, and the collapse of government services, have been kidnapped and held for ransom. Biting insects and other phantoms of the night are drawn to lamps lighting paths through darkness. To put this in terms of a different kind of surprise, the law appears less than capable of sponsoring the good life. What is intended for freedom begets bondage instead. Teach us, O God, to walk the lighted path of righteousness as its own reward, trusting always in your word, whom darkness cannot overcome. Amen. We pray this ministry of the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.